finally. I thought Professor Davidson would never stop droning about postmodern literature interpretations.
Oh, Raven? What are you doing up there?
Same thing you are, I imagine. Though I'm just guessing you're not here for the scenic view of the campus parking lot.
It's been a long day, okay? Coach Henderson made us run drills for 2 hours because apparently our pyramid lacked enthusiasm.
Yes. The eternal struggle of poor Spep. My condolences.
You know, you don't have to be sarcastic about everything. Some of us actually enjoy what we do.
And some of us question why we're expected to jump up and down about a game where grown men chase a ball around field.
God, you're exhausting. But I guess that's why I like talking to you.
You like talking to me? Since when?
Since I started really paying attention to what you say in classes. You're actually brilliant. Even when you're being a complete bitch to everyone.
Mm-hmm. I am a complete bitch. It's part of my charm. Though I'm surprised that we're paying attention instead of planning your next cruel comment about someone's outfit.
Okay, fair. I deserve that. But for your information, I've been following your arguments all semester. You're scary smart, even when you're tearing people apart.
Hey, what can I say? Sometimes reading books can help you, even when you have priorities bothering people.
Whatever. At least you're honest about it. I usually just smile and make people feel like shit in subtle ways.
The classic mean girl approach. Much more socially acceptable than my direct method.
Can I ask you something?
Shoot.
Why do you always sit in the back of every class? You're clearly the smartest person of most of them.
Better vantage point? You can observe without being observed. Plus, professors tend to cold call the front row, and I prefer to speak when I have something worth saying.
That's actually really smart.
Don't sound so surprised. Just because I wear black doesn't mean my brain is decorative.
Okay, but can we talk about something else? Someone else?
Depends. Please tell me you're not about to gush about some football player's dreamy eyes.
No, God, no. I'm talking about someone actually worth talking about.
All right. I'll buy. Who?
You know that guy from Student Council? The one we usually, you know.
The one we give shit to in meetings?
Yes! You know exactly who I mean. God, we're so terrible to him, aren't we?
I mean, I may have noticed him around campus, despite how much we torment him.
Right? And this is what makes it so weird. Like, he still treats us decently, even though we are absolute monsters to him.
I know. Even when I'm being particularly vicious in student council meetings, he just takes it. And somehow still manages to be kind.
Have you heard his laugh?
God, yes. It's so
gentle. Like, ridiculously gentle. Especially considering how awful we are to him. Most guys either would fight back or just avoid us completely.
Exactly. It's like he sees through our bullying to something else. Like, he knows we're not actually as terrible as we pretend to be.
Okay, so I have a confession to make.
Oh, this should be good.
I may have looked him up on Instagram.
Spring! You little stalker!
It's not stalking, it's reconnaissance! Besides, I bet you've done the same thing.
I played the fifth.
I knew it! What did you think of his photos?
Well, if we're being honest, he has excellent taste in books. His shelf in the background of that study session photo was very telling.
Yes! And did you see the one where he's volunteering at the animal shelter? He was so gentle with those puppies.
The way he was looking at that beagle. It was adorable.
Can I tell you something crazy?
Crazier than us bonding over mutual Instagram stalking?
I think I actually have feelings for him. Real feelings. Not just he's cute despite how mean I am to him feelings.
Yeah. Me too. Which is fucked up because I've been nothing but horrible to him.
Really?
Really. Which is weird because I don't usually do the whole feelings thing. Especially not for people I actively torment.
So, what do we do about it?
Well, we could continue our very mature approach of secretly admiring him from afar.
Or we could be completely pathetic and spend tonight going through his entire Instagram history.
I like the way you think, cheerleader.
But wait, I want to know something first.
What?
When did you first notice his laugh?
Why does that matter?
Because I'm pretty sure I notice it first, and I won't credit.
Please, I've been observing people since before you knew there was a difference between observation and staring.
That doesn't answer my question. When?
Fine. It was during that student government meeting 3 weeks ago. I just finished being particularly nasty to him about some budget proposal, and instead of getting defensive, he just laughed. This gentle, understanding laugh, like he wasn't taking it personally.
I noticed it 2 weeks before that, during the campus cleanup day, when I accidentally knocked over his supply box and he helped me pick it up while laughing about how clumsy I was, even though we both knew I did it on purpose.
Damn. Okay. You win this round.
Thank you. So as the winner, I propose we toast to our completely normal and not at all creepy plan to spend tonight scrolling through his social media.
To healthy boundaries and mature emotional expression.
To find out if he's single and if he likes goth girls or cheerleaders better.
Spring, you're terrible. I'm starting to really like you.
The feeling is mutual, Wednesday Adams.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Someone's up here with us.
What if it's campus security? I'm not supposed to have alcohol up here.
Shh, calm down. Maybe they didn't hear us.
Oh my god. Oh my god. How long have you been up here?
It's not what it looks like.
Actually, it's exactly what it looks like. We were totally talking about you and your Instagram and your laugh and how we both have feelings for you even though we're complete bitches to you.
Spring, stop talking.
I can't stop talking. It's what I do when I'm nervous. Did you hear the part about us planning to stalk your social media tonight? Because we totally were, even though we don't deserve to know after how awful we've been.
I want to disappear into the void.
How much did you hear?
The ridiculously gentle laugh thing.
The part where we both admitted to have feelings for you.
The Instagram stalking plan.
This is the most embarrassing moment of my entire life.
I once walked into a glass door in front of my entire high school, and this is still worse.
Are you laughing at us right now?
I can't tell if that expression is amusement or horror, and I should know.
You know, most people would have said something by now.
Maybe he's processing. This is a lot to take in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not every day two girls accidentally confess their feelings for you while planning to cyber-stalk you.
Speak for yourself. This might be a Tuesday for him.
Oh god, what if we're not the first? What if there's a whole club of girls who come up here to talk about it?
The Ridiculously Gentle Laugh Appreciation Society.
With the weekly meetings and a newsletter.
And matching t-shirts.
Okay, seriously, are you okay with this? Like, finding out that two random girls might have been, you know, noticing you?
Because if it's weird or uncomfortable, we can totally just pretend this never happened.
Absolutely. We can go back to admire you from afar and pretending we don't know each other.
Although I have to say, for the record, your taste in books really is excellent.
And the animal shelter photos were genuinely adorable.
We're not really helping our case here, are we?
Not even a little bit. You know what? I'm gonna lean into the embarrassment. We're already here.
What are you doing?
So, here's the thing. I've been watching you in classes, and you're not like other guys. Even when I'm being a complete bitch to you, you just take it. You don't fight back or get mean, you just keep being kind.
And you treat everyone the same way, whether they're popular or weird or actively bullying you, that's really rare.
Plus, I cannot stress this enough, that laugh of yours is absolutely unfair. Especially when you laugh at our mean comments like they're actually funny instead of just cruel.
It's like you see something in us that we don't even see in ourselves. Like maybe we're not completely irredeemable monsters.
See, even when we're being completely mortifying, we're still kind of horrible people.
The point is, we both noticed you for good reasons. Not just because you're cute, though you are, but because you're better than us. Way better than we deserve.
Like, there's actual depth there. Most college guys are still trying to figure out how to do their own laundry, and you're out here volunteering in animal shelters and reading philosophy for fun.
Though we should probably mention that we're not this intense normally.
Speak for yourself. I'm always this intense. That's why I make a good cheerleader.
Fair point. However, I'm usually much more mysterious and aloof.
And how's that working out for you?
Well, I'm currently confessing my feelings to a boy on a rooftop while you live commentate, so not so great.
Oh, and about the Instagram thing.
We weren't going to do anything weird. Just look.
Just normal, healthy, totally not creeping, browsing through your entire photo history going back freshman year.
You're really not helping.
Though I really want to know the story behind that photo of you wearing a dinosaur costume at what appears to be a very serious academic conference.
Oh, and that one's actually great. And the one where you're teaching that elderly lady how to use a smartphone.
Yes, that was so sweet. She looked so proud when she figured out how to take a selfie.
See, this is what I mean about substantial. You're not just posting gym selfies and food pics.
If your Instagram's like, if kindness was a social media platform.
Though I do have questions about your reading choices. Some of those books on your shelf are ambitious.
Are you one of those people who actually reads Dostoevsky for fun, or is that just for show?
Because if you're actually reading The Brothers Karamazov in your spare time, I might be more interested than I already am.
If you're just pretending to be intellectual to impress girls, that's weirdly charming in its own way.
Either way, we approve.
Okay, so here's where we are. We've thoroughly embarrassed ourselves, confessed our feelings, and revealed our social media stalking plans.
The question is, what happens now?
I mean, you haven't run away or called campus security, so that's probably a good sign.
And you're still here, which suggests you're not completely horrified by our existence.
So, would you maybe want to hang out sometime? Like, officially?
We could skip the Instagram stalking and just get to know each other in person like civilized humans.
Though I make no promises about not asking about the dinosaur costume story.
Or the philosophy books. I have opinions about Russian literature that needs to be studied.
See, this is why I like you. You have opinions about everything.
And I like you because you're brave enough to actually voice your feelings instead of just brooding about them.
We make a pretty good team, don't we?
Yeah, we actually do.
So, what do you say? Want to grab coffee with your two biggest fans?
And we promise to be significantly less embarrassing in public.
Well, I promise to try. Raven's naturally cool, but I might still say some awkward things.
Your awkward things are charming, Spring.
See? We're already getting along great. This could totally work.
I'm going to take your continued presence as a yes.
Maybe we could do this again. Meet up here, I mean. Without the accidental eavesdropping.
Though the accidental eavesdropping did work out pretty well for us.
True. Best worst thing that's ever happened to me.
I couldn't agree more.
So, coffee tomorrow? We can continue this conversation where you can actually participate.
And where Spring can't panic confess our deepest secrets to the entire campus.
Hey, my panic confessing got us here.
That's actually a fair point.
Sometimes being a disaster works out.
You're funny.
Okay, so you heard everything. You know we're interested. Deeply, embarrassingly interested. And you're just still standing there looking at us like that. That look is doing things to me, you know, things I didn't expect when I snuck up here for a drink.
Spring's not wrong. Your silence is potent. It's not rejection, it feels like permission. Or maybe a dare. We've been terrible to you. Cruel, petty, and yet, here you are. After hearing us confess to cyber-stalking you and obsessing over your love and your stupidly noble character, what are we supposed to make of that?
Maybe you liked hearing it. Liked knowing that beneath all the bitchiness we were watching, wanting. God. I imagine what it would be to not be mean to you for once, to touch you without shoving, to taste you.
Here's my convenient truth. Seeing the way you looked at us while Spring confessed, seeing you not run, it unraveled something in me. That careful of control I pride myself on, gone, replaced by this ache. The need to make amends in the most primal way possible.
You think you need to make amends? I started most of it. Please. Please tell me to stop if you hate this. But if you don't, if you want this, let us show we're not just bitches. Let us show how sorry we are. How much we want you. Both of us. Right now.
On your knees, Ring. Show him what the pretty cheerleader mouth is really good for. Let's see if his laugh is the only beautiful sound he makes.
Okay. Raven wasn't exaggerating about the substantial thing.
Don't just stare, darling. Taste him. Apologize properly. Show him how deeply you regret every nasty word.
Salty. Perfect.
That's it. Take him deeper. Show him how a real apology feels. Let him feel how sorry you are. How desperate you are for his forgiveness. For his taste. Does she feel good? Her mouth is simple, isn't it? All that pent-up aggression channeled into one pure, wet devotion. But it's not enough, is it? Not after everything we put you through. One mouth isn't sufficient reparation. My turn.
Greedy Raven. Fine, we can share. But give me more space.
You hear that? The little hitch in your breath? That's us breaking you down. Not with cruelty this time. With heat. With wetness. Every truth we finally spat out. We see you. And we want you. All of you. Every gasp, every tremor, every drop. It belongs to us now. Our apology. Our claim. Let go for us. Give it to us. Right here. On the roof where we finally stopped pretending. Come for your bitches. 5 4